Time tends to slow down in the last week of the legislature spring session. That's a useful phenomena, as lawmakers are still hoping to pass bills on state government pensions, hydraulic fracturing, same-sex marriage, casino gambling, utility regulation, and the concealed carry of firearms. And then there's Illinois' multi-billion-dollar budget, which affects everything from schools to state parks. On Monday, legislators were still weighing just how much they'd have to spend. Back in March, the House of Representatives estimated Illinois would have more than $30 billion. But then came the April surprise, an unexpected windfall of tax payments. Suddenly, it looked like there might be an extra $200 million to spend next year. Or not. Enter John Bradley, a Democrat from Marion who chairs the House Revenue Committee. He says it's not clear whether lawmakers will decide to spend that money or hold back.
We're going to look at it, and Representative Harris and I are going to be meeting and discussing it, and we'll see if there's something that is going to be done either in a bipartisan or partisan manner.
The Representative Harris he referred to is David Harris, a Republican from Arlington Heights. He says just because the state got more money than it estimated for this year doesn't mean lawmakers should increase the amount they'll let themselves spend next year.
It makes sense to be conservative, as we were in FY13. Good things happen when you estimate on the conservative side.
Harris says the decision could come down to how that $200 million would be allocated. He says more money going to pay the state's massive backlog of bills could be appealing to Republicans. Then there's concealed carry. Last week, House Speaker Mike Madigan helped pass a concealed carry bill that had the support of plenty of gun rights lawmakers. But that legislation would strip every town, city, and county in Illinois of the ability to pass their own gun rules, and not just on concealed carry. For example, it would effectively void Cook County's assault weapons ban. That's been a non-starter in the Senate, where President John Cullerton says he violently opposes the House plan. His fellow Chicago Democrat Kwame Raoul has been trying to find a compromise between the gun control and gun rights factions. Raoul says there are numerous aspects of the House proposal that he'll incorporate into his bill, but there are differences beyond the local rules. For example, he wants tougher penalties for carrying a gun while intoxicated.
We believe that guns and alcohol do not mix.
Governor Pat Quinn has also vowed to stop the House bill. Perhaps you've noticed that Illinois' chief executive has thus far gone unmentioned in this story. You might think the governor has spent time in Springfield this weekend trying to broker deals with lawmakers. But according to his public schedule, he stuck close to Chicago, doing veterans events, marching in a parade, and releasing an eagle at Monday night's Sox-Cubs game, meant to raise awareness of veterans issues. Quinn's absence did not go unnoticed in the Capitol. While lawmakers were debating legislation to let people return sick puppies to pet stores, Republican Representative Mike Bost from Murfreesboro was incensed that Quinn had found the time to endorse it.
Can't stand up for any other things we're doing around here but the puppy lemon law.
Quinn frequently refuses to take a stand on pending legislation, saying he'll review it when it comes to his desk. Boss pointed to a few of the other issues still pending before the legislature, like pensions and concealed carry, and urged the governor to take a more active role in the legislative process.
If Representative Mike Boss is confused, then you know, we call our office up because to most everybody else, it's pretty clear where the governor stands.
Brooke Anderson is a spokeswoman for Governor Quinn. She says charges of absenteeism and vagueness are unwarranted, particularly on the pension problem.
The governor's spoken with lawmakers and especially Speaker Madigan and the Senate President John Cullerton at length about this issue. They know what they need to do to get that comprehensive solution in front of the governor.
Given Democratic majorities, Madigan and Cullerton are the two key players at this point. Anderson says Quinn was scheduled to arrive in Springfield Monday night. With that, everyone is in place for the final push of the spring legislative session. But just how much they will or will not be able to get done remains to be seen. I'm Brian Mackey.